Eugene Goossens, Concerto in One Movement.
Yes.
How did you decide that that piece related to the concept of the CD?
Oh, well, the piece is full of the conflict between sort of the pastoral and the industrial, so it seemed that it completely fit in with the time period of the changing Britain and moving forward into the new century. It has a nostalgia about it, which, of course, binds all these pieces together. It also was just as nice to put in a piece that is sort of blatantly virtuosic on the oboe and show off the oboe a little bit. What was such a lovely surprise about this piece is that I've done it in the recital context for a while just because it works so well. And I've always felt slightly sheepish about the fact that I was playing a concerto for oboe and piano, even though I felt completely convinced about the material. It's never felt like an arrangement to me, and it was very exciting to find out that, in fact, this was the original version. I felt quite justified. It makes such a lovely rhapsodic recital piece, and part of the reason of recording it here in this version was that I wanted people to feel able to go and perform it.